This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we've been finding a lot of issues when it comes to liver disease. And liver disease is on the rise, as is with everything else. And one of the latest headlines you're going to see is that we are seeing more and more young people die of alcohol-related liver disease. Now, liver disease is usually something that happens to an older person. I mean, maybe rarely we'll see somebody young who drinks themselves to death or hepatitis. But, you know, usually liver disease is something long-standing and, you know, I mean, we wouldn't see it usually before middle age unless it's something rare. Now, we're seeing it on the rise. And it has been suggested that new young adults are actually drinking themselves to death. The only state in which we are not seeing a rise in deaths is Maryland. So according to data published in the journal BMJ, deaths from cirrhosis, which are the late stages of liver damage, jumped by 65% between the years 1999 and 2016. But the biggest group of people that we saw this happen to were millennials, 25 to 34-year-olds. Although, I can't call them millennials. There may be millennials now, but they weren't back then in the late 90s. Okay. So in 2016, 11,073 people died due to liver cancer. That was double the number of deaths back in 1999. Now, cirrhosis, we've talked about. Cirrhosis is a scarring of the liver. Your liver is real sturdy, okay? And you figured this out after your first, you know, I don't know, rager. Go to a party, you drink a lot, you feel like crap the next day, and then you feel like yourself. Then you're sitting there in biology class, and you're hearing that the liver regenerates itself. And you're like, oh, really? It's like Wolverine. I could get stabbed, and then I heal all up, and maybe I get a little scar, but nobody notices the scar. All right, good. And parties the next weekend. The weekend after that. You get sick. Maybe take some Tylenol. I'm good. As long as I don't do it too much, let my liver recoup, I'm good. Some of you even do a liver tox. I don't know. You come up with something where you drink some lemon juice, or you fast, or you have some apple cider vinegar, and you go, oh, I cleaned out my liver. I'm like, what? You cleaned out your liver? All right, Until your liver enzymes start rising in your 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s. We do an ultrasound. We see fatty liver, fatty deposits. Your fat starts to deposit around the liver when it wants to protect it. Your liver is kind of important because it detoxes your blood. And then, as your liver gets damaged, you will get scar tissue. So, yes, your liver can regenerate new cells, but it may not regenerate it the more scar tissue you have. Now, what causes cirrhosis? Fatty liver, so fat, hepatitis C, alcohol, too much Tylenol. And they think that a big problem with these young ones are shots. Let's do some shots. Shots are so bad, so dangerous. I got to tell you, those were the biggest mistakes I ever did. Hey, let's do some shots. So you come up to the bar. See, as a bartender, I loved it. It was great. I didn't have to mix the drink. As a bartender, you love giving shots. You can make a mess. You see, when you do a foo-foo drink as a bartender, right, like a daiquiri or whatever, it can't spill all over. You know, you can't have the strawberry ice slushy ooze off the side. You got to grab a rag. You got to clean it. You got to put a little cherry on there or the umbrella or the pineapple. It's got to be a nice clean drink. But when it shots, you grab the shot glasses, you line them up, you pour it out. If there's some spill, who cares? Everybody takes their shot. You do the wipe down, and they slam that glass on the table, and you smile at them. This is what we used to do, you know? I'd smile at them like, oh, good job. Good job. You know, with that look in my eyes, you're not supposed to, as a bartender, suggest they do it again. But you have an invitation through your eyes or through, good, that's good, isn't it? So that they want to do it again. And you are making change every time they do that. And so shots could be very addictive. And you have one and you don't feel it right away. You're like, oh, that, I mean, maybe you're like, ugh. You know, you may make one of those because it kind of comes down hard and, you know, you're like, you know, you may want to chase it with something. Some soda. I usually, you know, would grab some of the maraschino cherries, and the bartender, if I was the, you know, if I was on the other side of the bar, bartender's like, I'm like, oh, I just need to grab some vitamin C. I'm cute. Let me do what I want. Bartender's like, okay. So shots are easy. And they're not as expensive as some of these fancy schmancy drinks. We won't charge that much for shots. I mean, unless, of course, it's some fancy, fancy alcohol. But if you're just doing well tequila, or you're doing, you know, we're not really going to, you know, it's not as expensive. Some places have dollar shots. Man, these people roll out of theirs. But it's dangerous. It is so dangerous. And so, this is what kids do. Most of us have done it. And then all of a sudden it hits. And when it hits, you're like, damn. And the big problem is when you do multiple shots, 3-4 shots, you could actually become alcohol, not only intoxicated, you could become alcohol intoxicated, but then also poisoned. And you didn't realize you hit your limit until, of course, those few minutes later. So what do you do? How do you tell kids to quit doing shots? Well, it's going to take some education. Number one states hit by cirrhosis were Kentucky, Alabama, Arkansas, and New Mexico. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, do you guys want your medicines over the counter? Are you guys tired of seeing the doctor? Do you just want to get your cholesterol medication, your antibiotic over the counter, and just cut out the middleman? My guess is yes. And you know what? As a patient myself, yeah, I love my doctor. She is awesome. But I got to take off work to see her. Or I have to leave my show and play a replay to see her. And that's difficult. It also, you know, costs money and there, you know, so, you know, if I, and I'm a doctor, you know, so I'm like, well, I need this. But you want to know something? Even though I could technically prescribe a medication for me, I will see her. I will take off work, play a replay, whatever. Don't get too excited. It's not coming up yet. Because I really do want her opinion. I know a lot about medicine. I'm a family doc. So I've had training in pediatrics, gynecology, internal medicine, surgery, radiology, hematology, psychology, endocrinology. I have a lot of training. I knew I had a ovarian tumor when gynecologist at UCLA said, nah, it's just a cyst. And I went to this doctor, my doctor, and she's like, yeah, you do have a tumor. Wow. And she was on top of it. So I've been going to this doctor for years. I love her. But it's worth it to me because I do need her opinion. And she has figured things out that I couldn't. Even me, who thinks I'm a know-it-all. Because, again, she's a gynecologist. She's a specialist. She's a specialist in an area that I really don't like to look at on myself, okay? I put my pants on, and, like, it's good. Ignore it. It'll see some soap and water once in a while, but that's it. Maybe some toilet paper. But I really don't have a lot to do with anything down there. Like, see ya. So I do need a doctor that takes care of that for me. She figured out that my hormones were a little bit off. I walk into her going, I don't really understand. I just don't understand why I don't really seem to be feminine anymore. What's your hormones? You used to talk like this. And now you talk like this. Really, I didn't notice. And so she figured out that my hormones were off. And so, yeah, I knew something was off, but she nailed it. And so even though I would love to just go and get whatever medication I need over the counter, I really do need a doctor overlooking things or a medical provider overlooking things. So here we have the FDA, a draft guidance from the FDA, is going to help patients navigate over-the-counter drug alternatives for their usual prescriptive chronic disease management drugs, ideally promoting patient choice of their own medications and controlling some out-of-pocket drug costs. Now, we need to control healthcare costs. So one of the biggest things to do to control healthcare costs is get rid of the middleman. Problem is that middleman is me. Or your nurse practitioner or your PA. I don't think getting rid of the middleman is the smartest thing to do. Now, according to FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, he said, while the FDA does not have a direct role in the cost of medicines, we're very mindful of the time and financial cost of patients and the healthcare system to fill a prescription medicine, particularly one taken repeatedly for chronic conditions. Our hope is that the steps we're taking to advance this new, more modern framework will contribute to lower costs for our healthcare system overall and provide greater efficiency and empowerment for consumers by increasing the availability of certain products that would otherwise be available only by prescription. Data shows that about 14% of patients skip filling a prescription because of cost. So if this could lower costs, maybe more people would stay on their medication. So are we looking at diabetes medication over the counter? Are we looking at heart medications over the counter? You know, we do screw up in medicine. Our medical system is not perfect. I mean, now it's really, really screwed up with Obamacare. But it wasn't perfect. You know, I would be yelling at a patient that they took so gosh darn long to get in to see me because I could have addressed that wound earlier. But for some people, their doctor wouldn't let them come in same day. So they have an infection. They can't get in with their doctor. There's no access. So they have to wait till the following Monday, come in to see their doctor, and now the wound is worse when they could have gone ahead and treated it. But we were just talking in the previous segment how we have issues with antibiotic resistance. If everybody can go and get their antibiotics willy-nilly, antibiotic resistance will just go crazy. I am dying to know the antibiotic resistance in places like Mexico and the countries where antibiotics are over-the-counter. I am dying to see if they have a higher rate of antibiotic resistance than we do. Then again, in America, we probably prescribe more antibiotics than people buy over-the-counter in Mexico. It'll be interesting to see. We make medical visits expensive. I went to see my buddy dermatologist. Good guy. It was $75 for each of us. So we decided only two of us would get seen. Because that was $150, boom, right out the gate. Not the doctor's fault. You know, with insurance companies, they apparently are insurance. It was a $75 copay to see a specialist and a dermatologist specialist. Well, that's a lot of money. If I was a patient, I would be like, look, just let me access the acne medicine and just get it over the counter. Now, is a doctor's time worth that money? Oh, hell yeah. Finding out, being taught, getting the education of what you need to do to prevent acne for your kids, to take good care of your skin, that education is priceless. But again, this is where we screw up. Many doctors don't take the time to educate you. You're paying that $75 to get in, barely see the doctor for 2 seconds, be handed a prescription. Patients are going to revolt. They're going to say, what the hell are we paying for? Just for the doctor to give me a medicine, I would have gotten. All right, so let's make this argument that we have antibiotics, we have medications, over-the-counter, easy access. Well, now a lot of people aren't going to doctors, right? So why would anybody go into medicine? They're not going to be lucrative. People don't need doctors as much. So we start to have less doctors. Okay, that's fine. They can go into other fields. Well, now the poop hits the fan. You're taking an over-the-counter medication, and it's not going away. Or you're having blood in your stool. Or you're having chest pain and trouble breathing. And that Tylenol over the counter isn't cutting it. We already have a lack of doctors. Now, I'm not saying we keep holding your medicines hostage by prescription so doctors still have a job later. But you see how it all, you know, is choreographed. You see how it's all related. And there's going to be a ripple effect. If you have a headache, and you've been dealing with this headache for years, treating it with Tylenol, maybe us medical providers have something else we're going to suggest to you. Maybe it's a cervicogenic headache. Maybe you need OMM or chiropractic manipulation on your neck. That's why you're getting your headaches. Maybe it's a brain tumor. So a lot of things that can be treated over the counter are. You guys are already treating yourselves with your ibuprofen and your Tylenol and your Preparation H and your suppositories and your, you know, enemas. You're already doing that. But when you start doing cholesterol medications, when you start doing heart medications, and, you know, there's side effects with these things, insulin, you need management. Diabetes is an art to treat. You need to manage diabetes. You don't just diagnose it and give you insulin and that's it. Your body fluctuates. Your sugars fluctuate. There's an art to it. Same thing with cholesterol management. Same thing with the heart. So maybe what we need to do is come up with a system where if it is a chronic medication, you are in the system, having the ability to get your refills without any poop, right, or BS that you have to deal with. You could go to the pharmacy yourself, get it. It checks in with the medical provider. But I just would hesitate letting everything be over the counter. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
USA Radio News.
At 3 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order on job training. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain says this is a good deal all around for workers.
I think this is an excellent way to bring awareness to a much-needed area in terms of job training.
Congressman Jim Jordan spoke earlier this week with investigators from Ohio State University as part of the school's investigation into a team doctor's alleged sexual misconduct involving members of the wrestling team. Jordan, who was an assistant coach with the team, joined Fox News earlier today.
The interview, Bill, went. The interview was fine. We're not allowed to get into details of what was talked about. They're doing an investigation for the university. Look, I knew of no abuse, never heard of it, never had any reported to me. If I had, I'd have dealt with it.
In that interview, Jordan also did question the motivation of people coming out now to accuse him of being involved in this. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A celebrity plastic surgeon known as Dr. Bum Bum has gone on the run in Brazil after a woman died following a procedure to enlarge her buttock. Now, his name isn't Dr. Bum Bum. That'd be a cool name. Dr. Bum Bum. His name is Dennis Furtado. He's 45 years old and is believed to have given acrylic glass filler injections to Lillian Calixto, 46 years old, at his home in Rio de Janeiro. Bank manager Miss Furtado fell ill, or he, I'm sorry, bank man, Miss, blah, blah. No, I'm not sure. Something's wrong because Lillian Calixto is supposed to be the patient. So according to this article in Independent, they say bank manager Miss Furtado fell ill during the procedure and was taken to the hospital where she died. Police launched a manhunt after Dr. Furtado disappeared. Okay, so that's they did a typo following the patient's death. So they have arrested the surgeon's 19-year-old girlfriend. He's 45 years old, who worked in his office. His mother, who is a disqualified doctor, and a nurse who helped with the procedure. All three were held on suspicion of qualified homicide and criminal association. That's according to the Brazilian newspaper Extra. A judge has issued an arrest warrant for Dr. Furtado, who was declared a fugitive by investigators after they were unable to find him. So he leaves his mother and his girlfriend in the lurch while he flees. Man, not the best guy. Oh, if she's still in love with him after this. The surgeon has almost 650,000 followers on Instagram. He regularly posts pictures of women's buttocks before and after the procedure. On the social media site, he said Dr. Bum Bum was affectionate. Oh, I guess his affectionate nickname. And I guess people like him because they think he's a qualified physician in bioplasty. Now, Ms. Calixto had traveled to Rio from her home in Cuiabá, a city in central Brazil, for the surgery on Saturday evening. Then the procedure was carried out at an apartment, according to the family. So the doctor came, did it, and then unfortunately she ended up dying. She fell ill, was conscious upon arrival, but her condition deteriorated. Doctors were unable to resuscitate her, and her heart stopped. So how would somebody die? Well, usually with these botched plastic surgeries, it's something like a pulmonary embolism. So if silicon or glass or air gets in to a vessel, it goes up to the lungs, blocks the pulmonary vein where blood needs to go into the lungs to get oxygenated, and then the person can't breathe and dies. Goes into cardiac arrest and dies. So Dr. Furtado is believed to have used PMMA acrylic fillers during the surgery. It's a glass-like plastic that is approved for use in Brazil, but only in small quantities and for certain procedures. So Rio's Regional Medical Council has opened an investigation, and the Brazilian Plastic Surgery Society warned of a growing invasion of non-specialists. Navio Stefan, the president of the Brazilian Plastic Surgery Society, says you cannot perform plastic surgery inside an apartment. Many people are selling a dream, a fantasy to patients in an unethical way, and people weakened are often attracted to low prices without considering whether or not the conditions are adequate. I had so many patients who would come to me with major botch jobs that happened because they went to South America to get their surgery. Now, I did, however, see some fantastic work. Some of the best plastic surgeons are in Brazil. But how do you know who you're getting? And they find ads. Actually, some people who wanted to have bypass surgery, gastric bypass surgery, or gastric sleeve, or the lap band, would go to Mexico or South America to get it because it's cheaper. And they show me the ad, and the ad looks like something you would see a used car, you know, using to sell. I mean, I'm like, no, you know what? Do it here. Well, American doctors cost too much. Oh, it does cost a lot. To practice in America, it costs a ridiculous amount. See, that's the thing. Not only am I a doctor, but I'm also a patient. I think it is ridiculous that our prices in America are that much more. But this is why. For me to run my office, we were looking at about 60% overhead. My malpractice insurance without ever having a lawsuit, knock on wood, $22,000 a year. My rent to keep the place up, expensive. Air conditioning, expensive. Workers' comp insurance, expensive. Paying all the taxes on your employees, the payroll taxes, the federal, FICO, Medicare, all that, Social Security. It's expensive. Benefits for the staff. X-ray machine. Supplies, billing. You have to pay money to bill out to get money. So for me to get the $2.42 from an insurance company, it would probably cost me 80 cents to a dollar to do it. Now, if I could open up a small shop somewhere, just charge cash, not have to be on computers and internet, use all this software that you have to pay monthly for. Do some handwritten notes. See you here. Oh, I could keep the overhead down fine. I talked about this. I could easily, for $25 a visit, I'd be fine. Make a healthy living. Pay one or two staff people. See patients pretty quickly. Not have to overbook. But you can't do that. You have to pay for your DEA. You have to pay for your medical license. You have to pay for your workers' comp. You have to pay for liability insurance. You have to pay for malpractice insurance. Band-aids are even expensive. Everything is a nickel and dime. And it's so funny. Because if you say you're a doctor, the prices go up. If you buy medical supplies as a layman, it's cheaper. So you hear doctors going, oh, I'm buying the vinegar at Walmart. I'm buying the band-aids on Amazon. You go to a medical supply store, everything's more expensive. And then insurance. Insurance will only pay a small percentage of what you charge. So, you lose money on people with health insurance, but you can even the score if you have somebody that pays you cash. So if you can make a profit there, that covers the losses you take for people on insurance. That is not the way our healthcare system needs to be. So people end up going out of the country for other things. I don't blame them. They go out of the country for their medication. They go out of the country for surgery. But it doesn't have the regulation that they do in America. And this regulation costs money. We were talking about that Diovan generic Valsartan that had been recalled. We talked about that blood pressure medicine Valsartan. Recalled certain pharmaceutical companies like Solco, Major. Not all generic companies are involved in this recall. But when I was talking to Joe Bartels from News 13 about this, he goes, well, you know, what does this mean that this generic medication has to be recalled because something happened during the manufacturing process? To me, it means that these generic companies and these generic medications need more oversight. Well, everybody could be like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good answer, right? We all agree. That's easier said than done. If we are now demanding that generic companies have oversight to make sure there's not a carcinogen in the medication, I don't think your generic medications are going to cost $7 or $10 or $20 anymore. They're going to start being more expensive. Brand name medications are expensive because they're very expensive to make, and they are expensive to maintain and keep that FDA approval. And if generic companies now want, if generic companies now want to have that same protection and that same seal of approval, it's going to cost. It's going to cost us. So the more we see generic medications get recalled, the more we are cementing our generic future where it's going to go up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to talk about pee-pee. We're going to talk about our pee-pee. Do you guys look at your pee-pee? We usually do. Guys especially are really good at looking at the pee-pee. They like to watch the stream. Sometimes they hit the little cake. Sometimes they hit the wall. Watch it splash. I get it. It'd be fun. I mean, You know, everybody wonders if women have penis envy. We don't, but there are certain things I wish I could do. Well, like pee standing up. I have peed standing up. But it's just something that I wish I could do easier or easily. And you know, it's not envious. I mean, you know, I'm so glad I'm a woman. You know, and trust me, I love playing the woman card. Ooh. Oh, there's a spider. I'm a girl. You know, my husband's like, fine. But a lot of us don't really like to look at our urine. We don't like the smell of the urine. We don't, a lot of times, like the color. So we quickly don't look at it, just in case. And they say fewer than 1 in 6 older people actually do check the color of the urine. And they probably should. They say millions of adults are not properly checking for blood in the urine and could be missing early warning signs of cancer. Only 16% of people over the age of 50 who are at risk for bladder and kidney cancer check every time they go pee-pee. And women are very guilty, with only 12% checking the color. Whereas only 1 in 5 men check theirs. Okay, now that doesn't make any sense. So guys, where are you looking? I mean, women, I see how there's more of a posterior projectile. So you're sitting on the toilet and then you get up and you put the seat down and you flush. But how, as a guy, are you not looking at your pee-pee? I mean, I mean, that's got to be hard. How do you know? Well, I guess you know when you're done, but. So, in England, they're on top of it. We are so on top of our pee-pee. Your pee-pee needs to be checked. And they have this big, huge launch, Be Clear on Cancer campaign. Be clear on cancer. Check your pee-pee. It's a campaign that educates people about the signs of bladder and kidney cancer and encourages them to check the urine every time. They say it is vital that people recognize early symptoms so cancer can be diagnosed sooner when it is less serious and easier to treat. They say every year around 19,000 new cases of bladder and kidney cancer are diagnosed in England. In the U.S., it's about triple that. And so we need to find this early. Now, let's look at your urine, okay? If you have blood in the urine, that's not good. Some of us have microscopic blood. We call it microscopic hematuria. I know I pronounced that sucker right, because I have it. I have microscopic blood in my urine. I always have. They thought maybe it was kidney stone, maybe it's because I passed gravel. I don't know. But I always have a little bit of blood in the urine. It just happens. Get it checked out. Make sure there's no tumors in the bladder. Make sure there's no tumors in the kidneys. But as long as it doesn't get worse, nobody does anything. We're good. Ain't no thing but chicken wing. But for other people, like, oh yeah, I see some blood. It's kind of pinkish. Did you get it checked out? Do we know where the bleeding is coming from? Do you have a reason for that? Or is it assumed that it may just be that you pass some red blood cells? You need to check that out. So if you have pale straw color of your urine, that's the ideal urine color. The lighter color means you're probably drinking enough water. But if it's too pale, you might be overhydrating. Keep an eye on that. There are some conditions where you urinate too much, and you can have very, very dilute urine. But for the most part, we want a pale yellow color to your pee-pee. Now, dark yellow, amber-colored urine, that means you're dehydrated. You have got to drink more water. And for those of you that can't tell, you really should pee in a cup at home, because your toilet is full of water. So you're going to dilute the color of the toilet. One of our family members was sick, couldn't leave the bed. So we gave him a bottle to pee in. And when I looked at the urine, it almost looked like maple syrup. I'm like, what the hell is this? You need to drink more water. And they never noticed it in the toilet because the toilet has, you know, water in it. By the way, did you hear there was an Uber driver that had to relieve himself, so he took a water bottle and peed while he was taking the Uber person around? I always wonder, how do Uber and Lyft people go pee-pee? Anyway, now, green urine. Green could be alarming. But it could be because of particular foods that you eat. There is a rare genetic disease, a familial hypercalcemia, that causes abnormally high calcium levels in the blood. That could put you at risk for kidney stones and other issues. Sometimes green urine happens because of certain medications. Red urine can also happen because of certain medicines or certain foods like beetroot. But it could also be blood. If you're menstruating, your urine's going to be reddish or pink. But if we think you have blood in the urine, that's not good. So guys shouldn't really have blood in the urine. They don't menstruate. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. All right, we have not even started with football season. And we are, I cannot wait for football season. But we are being told that we already have some NFL players that are getting all excited about the national anthem. So like, oh, good, yay, all right, good, we're going to have, you know, hopefully this is all over, put the rest. No, not. Titans defensive lineman Jarrell Casey intends to protest during the national anthem this season, and he says he will pay whatever fine is handed to the team, he told CNN. Casey goes, I'm going to take my fine. It is what it is. I ain't going to let them stop me from doing what I want to do. If they want to have these battles between players and organizations, this is the way it's going to be. Now, he's a three-time Pro Bowl lineman, entering his eighth year in the NFL, and he has raised a fist after the playing of the national anthem before each game the last two seasons. And he says he does that as his protest to be respectful. He has a four-year, $60.4 million contract extension for last season. Now, players that sit out the national anthem may do it for a variety of reasons. Originally, Colin Kaepernick had done it to protest police brutality. Some do it for racial inequality. Some because they don't like Trump. So, the NFL, not wanting to really get involved, but had to get involved, said they will allow people to stay in the locker room. They do not have to go or stand for the anthem if they don't want to. They can kneel out of public view in the locker room, do whatever they want. Or if they decide to go out there and then protest, they will be fined. And the teams will be fined. That can enforce pregame anthem, and the teams can enforce pregame anthem observation as they choose. Now, we don't know the amount of the fines. Kaepernick, by the way, still unable to find a job. He has filed a grievance against the NFL for collusion. Casey says Kaepernick deserves to have a team sign him. Wasn't he a quarterback that kind of sucked? So, again, I'm for freedom of expression. I am for freedom of speech. But if you don't want, when we're talking about a national anthem and a respect for our country, and this is football, an American game, and you're there because of America, there are other ways you can express it without having to do it during the national anthem. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.